Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life Podcast with your host Dennis C. And today we are featuring an interview that I had regarding leading through personal challenges. As you all know, start of the year, something happened to me. I was out for 2 months. I thought this was going to be a life-altering disease, but God has miraculously healed me. My battle's not yet over. I have another scheduled MRI to see if there's something left there, but hopefully there's none. But this is just one of those interviews where I got to process my thoughts about leadership in tough times and how we can overcome the challenges that we face. And I've shared timeless principles here that I believe could help you and equip you towards finding solutions to some of the problems you're facing today. So I do hope you enjoy this interview that I had with Ryan Alimon and Pastor Gilbert Fuliente, because I sure did. So enjoy this interview.
And I'm pretty excited about our episode for today, because that's what we're going to talk about. And a lot of times when we talk about miracles, we also talk about faith that's connected with those miracles. Mm-hmm. I want to read Hebrews chapter 11 first, and then we'll go in here from Pastor Dennis. In verse 32, it says, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection." And if you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it's known as the hall of faith. You see that faith is associated with these great miracles. And yet, here's the second part of that. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. So wait a minute, Pastor Dennis. They were sawn in two. They were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And the Bible says all these, they were commended through their faith. So it seemed to me like in Hebrews, in the hall of faith, that faith is associated with miracles, which means great miracles of breakthrough, but also great miracles of persevering and going through tough times. And that's what I'm excited about for this episode that we're going to talk about with Pastor Dennis.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, it has been an interesting past 2 months for you, Pastor Dennis. Can you tell us a bit about what's been happening?
Yeah, it's been like a different 2023 for us. Because excited. We were so excited with our theme, the Year of Miracles. We had our preachings mapped out. We were planning big of what's going to happen. Even now that I transitioned to my role as the senior pastor of Makati, like there were so many great things to expect this year. And that was the month where we had our annual physical exam. Everything was doing great. I made a promise that I will lose weight. You know, and I was on my way to being so healthy, or not being so healthy, at my healthiest state since I was in grade 3, okay? And then this happened, boom, one time, just one day, I started chilling. I experienced fevers and chills, and this chill was quite different. I've never experienced this kind where I was chilling for for 90 minutes, no? 90 minutes nonstop.
And that was out of the blue.
Out of the blue. And it was different. That's why I had to wake up my wife. Sabi ko, Tami, I need help. So I couldn't even wear my jacket because I was just trembling. And so after the fever, the next week, there was this pain in my back. I thought it was muscle spasm. So I tried everything, heat pack, pain reliever, but it wasn't working until the doctors told us, I think this one you need to go to the hospital and have an MRI.
Wow.
And so I couldn't walk, I couldn't stand up, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. And so we went to the hospital, MRI. Then it showed that I had this this condition called arachnoiditis. So, kala ko Spider-Man.
Oh, nga, ganun.
All right. Pero when we started researching about it, and even the doctors were, they couldn't explain. The only way for that thing to be in my back area, in my spine, was for me to have a surgery, a post-surgery trauma, mm-hmm. or somebody would have, parang sabi, sinaksak ka ba sa likod?
Wow.
Diba parang, there was nothing for me to even get that. Okay. So, couldn't be explained. We didn't know what to do. The doctors didn't know what to do. They had to do things by elimination. Mm-hmm. So, there were four things that they needed to see. First one was, it cancer? Was it cancer? Mm. Second, was it autoimmune?
Wow.
Third, was it TB of the spine? Or fourth, a bacteria? Mm-hmm. So, we had to wait. And this was the long wait that we had to experience because the autoimmune and cancer would take more than 6 weeks to know mm-hmm. if that's cancerous or it's an autoimmune disease. Mm. So we stayed in the hospital for 16 days. My wife took care of me kasi para akong 99-year-old. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand on my own. Three nurses had to pick me up. So I thought, is this going to be my life?
Wow.
I couldn't take...
So that...
Oh yeah,
that thought wow. got into your mind.
Yeah, it's like because it's wow. unexplained.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they were doing all these tests, and there were no solutions. So I had 10 doctors. I had a lot of medicines. You know, I was groggy all day. I was it was hard, but we also knew, Lord, it was not an accident that this year. Will be a year of miracles.
Wow.
But I'm also on that part that if anything happens, Lord, we surrender. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. I just know I need to outlast this. I don't know how. But whatever. It's just like one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to go hyper faith and say everything will be all right because the doctors were telling us it's not all right. Diba? And there were certain plot twists mm-hmm. when you thought everything was going well and then another test comes out that tells you, oops, I think it's going this way. Mm-hmm. And then later on, you feel clinically okay. And then another doctor comes, sorry, but...
Wow.
You know, and so it's like, it was like never ending. Mm-hmm. The 2 months felt like 6 to 8 months. Like, oh, Lord, when will this end? You know, you couldn't do anything on your own. Yeah, pero I lost weight, no? So it's an effective way to lose weight, no?
Sana
look at the bright side.
The only bright side was I lost weight, which I could gain pala in 2 months.
What you said about a faith that's one day at a time. So I took note. That's because when Abraham, right, God said, go to a place, I will show you. Like that's a faith one day at a time. Yeah, and I was reading that and I thought, man, this might be really, really hard. What does that look like for you and Tammy, that faith one day at a time?
Yeah. I think this is, yung sa akin, the challenge was really, as a pastor and a preacher, was I preach this.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Do I apply the message? It's so hard pala to apply your own sermons.
Oh, yes. True.
Diba?
Super.
We had a message on the centurion, where the centurion was telling Jesus, Jesus, come to my hometown and pray for my son. Sabi ni Lord, I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
But you have to come. No, your son is healed. In the centurion, there's a way for me to get this healing. You have to come.
Yeah.
The miracle worker has to enter my house, lay hands on the guy, on my son, and he'll get healed. And he had that formula.
Yeah.
Jesus was saying, no, that's not the formula. I have my own way of doing things. So here was I, diba, sa hospital. Parang, Lord, may mga ano pa ako nung kay Lord, yung mga get up your mat and walk.
Diba? Ah.
So hindi ako makagalaw. Lord, you said in your word, get up, take up your mat and walk.
Wow.
So ini-envision ko pa, nag-visualization pa ako. Anything that might work. Diba? Oh, parang I see Jesus. Tapos parang sabi ni Lord, get up, take up your mat and walk. So
I went up. Hey, okay, that's not me. Okay, not today.
So the faith every day, from what I'm hearing from you, is God's word. Choosing God's word, just faith every day,
yeah.
And then declaring by prayer,
yeah,
faith and all that, and then, man, the learning and lesson, yeah, of I cannot put God into a formula and say, this is how you'll heal me, Lord.
So, yeah. Kasi I knew thousands were praying for me.
Yeah.
Messages from, yeah, people. Yeah. Some people would message me, just put on praise and worship, you'll get healed. Wow. I'm doing that.
So everybody's got a formula,
yeah,
for you.
Everybody's, wow, got a formula. Everybody's, wow, got an explanation.
Of course.
And ako, this was a lesson for me because I tend to be that way.
Wow.
Like I would just tell people, oh, just do this. Parang lahat, I will prescribe something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's a different journey for you, for, exactly, me, for my wife, right, for everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? And that's such a great reminder for me that it's not those formula that if I have a 24/7 praise and worship, I think, and what worked was really the deposit of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When times like that, na talagang faith, tested yung faith mo, it's not,
yeah,
that's not the time to read the Word. That's the time to declare everything that has been deposited, yeah, in your life. Eh. Parang mahuli ka, saan nga ba yung, lalo na pag groggy, yeah, ka, di ba? Yeah. What will I read? I couldn't even read. But, yeah, the deposit, when I was in the MRI,
yeah, MRI,
ayan na. Exactly. Yeah. Lahat na ng verse na alam ko, Psalms, yeah, 23, di ba? And then, dalang ingay ng MRI, minsan, ano na nga, yeah, yung Psalms 20, the Lord is my shepherd yun, eh, di ba?
Wow.
You couldn't even, you were fighting it with the Word of God, mm-hmm, just to sustain you. I was just praying, repeated prayer. Dito na yung liturgy pumasok.
Exactly, yeah.
Lord, thank you, Lord, that I pray the Lord's Prayer on a regular basis. Yeah. I pray Psalms 23.
Wow. Yeah.
I declare the Word of God every day. The spiritual practice,
yeah,
when I was healthy,
yeah,
now is like maximized and put into full use because of the rhythms that you had when you were not sick.
Mm-hmm.
These were the deposits that you were getting from,
yeah,
the way you were talking about it now, it feels like nakakapagtawanan na tayo, na enjoy. But I'm sure that was that was difficult. You mentioned a lot about praying the Lord's Prayer, listening to worship songs. But were there times na like your faith was tested during the,
oh,
past?
Yeah. Every day.
Every day. It's like, that's what I feel.
Parang, I'm sure it's a daily thing for us. Like, yeah.
What does that mean when your faith is tested? Like, sorry, as a pastor, yeah, yeah. I know you're the man of faith.
I think faith will be fully expressed in times of pain and suffering. It's when it's really tested. It's so easy to be faithful if everything's going well. Eh? When, yeah, it's really bad, it's like, yeah, when there are so many plot twists, that's where, yeah, faith is. It's like faith is like tea bag. No? When you put it in hot water, that's where the flavor comes out.
Yeah.
I think Christians are like that. Yeah. When we're in hot water, when we're in suffering, in the midst of pain, that's where yung pre-preach mo sovereignty of God, God's, yeah, purpose, mga, yeah, Jeremiah 29:11,
yeah,
mo,
yeah,
di ba? John 11:35, Jesus wept, di ba? Iyak ka. Di ba? It all comes out, like, all the verses, sabi ko, all the preachings talaga.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, wow, this is for me now. Yeah. This is not for the congregation. I need to preach this, yeah, to myself because, wow, I'm going through the toughest times.
A couple of things that I'm hearing from you. Your faith's tested every day, so it's a day-to-day faith. I think we can never overemphasize God's word. No? Mm. I mean, we don't want to oversimplify it.
Yeah.
Pero yun talaga eh. The verse that says, God's word sustains me. I think that's what he's saying. From the Bible reading of Tammy to him declaring God's word, it's, yeah, so different journey, but whatever journey that you have, like, we've had our own,
yeah,
experience when our daughter died, and we were, it was also, wow, the same, yeah, when we were being tested. It's God's word, God's word. And even though we did not get the breakthrough miracle because our daughter died, it was still God's word that would sustain us, comfort us, to give us faith and hope again and believe again. So I think God's word is just so vital. But the second is for the singles. The importance of a godly spouse.
Oh, yeah.
But and this might sound funny, but man, I mean, I've seen, we visited the hospital. I mean, I don't know how you can, that. Of course, you've got family and all. But I go back to Job, diba? Kaya I always say that with Job, he lost the business, he lost properties, he lost the sons, and then he lost his health. Feeling kong isang biggest test niya is when the wife started saying, at his worst, the wife says, go curse God, tingnan mo nga yan. I mean, can you imagine? But you have a spouse who's declaring faith and declaring the word and saying, we're gonna get through this. So for all the singles out there, we can never overemphasize you praying. A godly spouse will be there, who's spiritual enough, who's got, I'm sure a lot of singles listening to this are saying amen. So I made my point.
Just something practical, I guess. I'm sure there are a lot of people also listening, or for those listening that are going through difficult times. How does that look like when you say the word of God is the one that you're clinging on to? Yeah. I mean, is there like, reading the promises of God, or how do you select, or how did you pray through that one?
Yeah. When I started getting better, when the pain was subsiding, we were asked to do rehab. I started walking. You know, I would walk the halls of the hospital, no? And I would declare His word, like, in Him we live and move and have our being. Like, because prior to that, I couldn't move. Now I can move. So I was speaking life over my body.
Okay. Yeah.
I was declaring that life. And then there's this verse in the Bible, diba? Whose report will you believe?
Yeah.
And it's the same in the story of the Israelites. Whose report will you believe?
Anong generation?
Sorry. Victory worship yan.
Manny Cart. Ron Kenoli pa yan. Diba? But whose report will I believe? Because my test... Prior to getting out of the hospital, 2 days prior, doctor comes in and says, sorry, plot twist.
Wow.
The test for your autoimmune came out. It's called the ANA test. That's the first stage of test. It's positive. It's like double what is usual. So it's quite high. Not only was it double, it was, they said it was speckled. Parang your blood is diluted and then there's speckled in the result, which means most likely you have autoimmune.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is rare for a man to have autoimmune. 9 out of 10 are women.
Really? Yeah.
But they asked, do you have... And this was the time my cousin was visiting me, si Alvin. And the doctor was asking, do you have a relative who has autoimmune disease? Yes. His brother, who's a male. So sabi ng doctor, oh...
Wow.
Sige, oh, Lord. Diba? Itong 10% chance to even get this, or even less than 10%.
It's there in the family.
It's high in the family. And then, you know, our doctors now, they're very good and they're very positive. They won't show you how the extent of it. Pero I was trying to look at every angle of their expression. Parang, pero speckled eh. Ipag-ginugel ko naman. Alam ko, I couldn't sleep. If if Dr. Google will tell me what speckled
like
means.
Oh,
parang speckled. Di ba kay Jacob yun yung sagot?
Oh, yes.
Lord, speckled. Diba? Which pala meant that it's either two kinds of, it's lupus or another kind for kids.
Wow.
After last MRI, doctor comes in again and tells us, the first reader did not see this.
Wow.
It's actually in the first, and now it's on the second one. You have some abscess. So our neuro told us, I have to refer you to the neurosurgeon. That's the second time that I cried. Neurosurgeon.
Diba? Okay, neuro eh. Diba?
But my surgeon, diba? Parang, ayan na. It was so heavy because they might have to open my back.
This is the second time you cried.
The second time I cried was when the neurosurgeon came and told me this. Okay. How are you feeling? I feel okay. Talaga naman, binibenta kong I'm okay. Don't open my back, di ba? Sabi niya, okay, I saw your MRI and I saw you clinically. Sometimes the MRI and the clinical, what you see clinically, don't match. I go for the clinical, not the MRI, sabi niya. So I don't need to open you up.
Sabi niya. Then when he left, he said this. Habang nakatalikod siya, I could remember. Parang word of God yun eh. Sabi niya, okay, one less problem for you. When he left, sabi ko kay Tami, okay, I'm going to the bathroom to pee. So, pero doon ako miyak. I was so happy. Yeah. I was so relieved because it was another breakthrough. Wow, I know it was small. Kasi nothing conclusive eh. I still have that abscess. I still had that infection or whatever it is, virus, infection, or kung ano man yan, di ba? But to hear that one less problem, you know, yeah. I think the attitude of faith is so important. That whose report will you believe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I know, especially, Tami would always say, stop Googling, di ba? Tayo, Dr. Google eh. Di ba? Ngayon, mas mabilis pa kay Dr. GPT na, di ba? So, it's so easy to go the rabbit hole of depression and sadness.
Fear.
And fear and, oh, this is, I'm going to die. This is cancer. Right. This, I had to fight through that. Yeah. I just had to, no, I'm reading the Word of God. Yeah. I'm listening to preachings. No, I'm speaking faith. I lay hands on myself all the time.
Yeah.
I speak life over this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to acknowledge that in these moments, the emotions are high also.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens to everyone.
Ano siya talaga? Hindi siya yung parang normal lang.
Yeah.
Mm. Medyo nasa ibang level yung ano. Kaya mabilis din mapay.
And from this conversation, di ba? Whether you're a pastor or not a pastor, full-time or not full-time, we go through the same tests and trials.
Yeah.
And the same thing that will sustain us is the same. It's the Word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, having said that, Dennis, naalala ko, the first time Pastor Dennis at least came to the pastor's gathering, lahat kami, Dennis, may patch pa dito si Dennis and all that. We were so happy. And tama kay, thousands of people, or literally thousands, are praying for you. How did you feel the impact of church community when somebody is going through a tough time and fighting for faith and all that? Is it?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people were asking, can we visit you? Can we? You know, some people would say, nako baka jahe, pagod sila. But really, our whole afternoon, since I was there for 16 days, parang the whole time you were there, it was like, I'm not doing anything.
Wow.
Right? And to see our friends come, our church community come, some messaging us, some unannounced would come in. Sobra siyang ano, it was so uplifting. No, it builds up your faith that not only are people believing for your healing, these people love you, diba? And I think that's, for Tami and I, that's something that we, you know, when we're processing it now, parang, alam mo, no regrets that we've loved fully these people. That we've given our lives, we've given our time, our effort towards them. I know we're pastors, and there are some relationships where they see us as pastors. Yeah. But then there are also friends that we have that would go beyond congregation dynamics. And seeing them do that, and even some of our friends na talagang who sticks closer than a family would be there for us, taking care of the kids. Ang touching pa yung mga minsan, strangers eh. Diba? Oh, we'll send some food for your kids. Ha? Who are you? Why are you doing this? Diba? Parang kami, at that time, tanggapin na lang natin, go. They're expressing their love.
Yeah.
Right? And it's that kind of, I think the dream for a church community to be that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that you know that God is already doing something also. In the midst of my pain and sickness, the Lord was also cultivating community in our local church in Makati. Eh.
Wow.
Parang alam mong may na-break ditong ice pa rin. Diba? And I know it's sickness. I wouldn't wish it for anyone. But to see love in action, it's like, wow, amazed ako. Diba? And even, I think sila Pastor Gilbert, sila Pastor Jansen, sila Pastor John, I couldn't preach for 2 months, diba? So si Pastor John, nahiya na nga ako. So, iiko ko ba si John, Pastor John? Arrange ko na yung weekly preach. Kami na, diba? But he would arrange it for us. Like, you don't have to do that. But I think the love for the church and the community was really there.
So yung support system, yun naman yung di kami natakot na parang, nako, sana yung pamilya ko. I know there will be people who would love them, who would treat them like family if this goes the other way. Right?
And that's also one of the greatest blessings of being a part of a church community like this. And I know everybody has different experiences of church, and not everything is pleasant, but man, in my experience, in our church at least, I mean, we've been through a lot of those stuff also with my daughter. I've seen that with my mom, with my dad. I mean, the church community and friends have always been there. Yung kasi pagka ganyan, dami mong iniisip, di ba? Not only your sickness, but provision. I mean, you're thinking of money, you're thinking of about everything. But then people just carry some weight with you na parang, Lord, thank you. Parang, God, I'm so grateful for church. I'm so grateful for church community. I'm so grateful for friends, pastors. Yung sabi nga niya, Pastor John, coming in. Because we're also leaders. Isa pa yan as pastors eh. You're thinking of your life, you're thinking of your family, but you're thinking of the church. I'm sure all throughout, yun yung next question ko sa'yo, all throughout you're thinking, ang tagal ko nang hindi maka-preach, paano na yung, you can't take that away from pastors. Almost all the time, even in your own suffering, even in your own struggle, almost all the time you think of church. So, but because church community is there, that I'm not the only one responsible for church and I'm not the only one responsible for me. They carry me. They carry weight with me. And they step up and they do the ministry in church. Parang, what a blessing.
I hope you enjoyed the first part of that interview with Pastor Gilbert and Ryan, where we talk about leading through personal challenges. And I have a very good news announcement for everyone. Are you facing significant obstacles in your life and you don't know what to do? Are you stuck where you are and trying to find some solutions to your problems? Like me, I started this year with a significant giant in my life, a sickness doctors could not explain. I thought I would never be able to do normal everyday things people do. Thankfully, I had my family, loved ones, and my community who supported me. But you know, the most challenging part of facing significant challenges in life is when you are alone. A few years ago, I wrote a book that would equip you with the essential tools to conquer the obstacles in your life. In this book, I revealed powerful strategies and insights to help you face your fears, overcome challenges, and achieve victory. With a blend of personal anecdotes, practical advice, and biblical wisdom, Giants for Breakfast empowers you to confront the obstacles that hold you back and unlock your true potential. Prepare to be inspired, motivated, and equipped to face life's giants head on and embark on a journey toward a life of triumph and fulfillment. My book is available on Shopee. The link is in the description below. Get one for yourself and buy some for your friends and loved ones. Together, let us face our biggest challenges this year and eat giants for breakfast.